All right, joining us now, live in studio to talk about the world of cinema, the one and only Mike Schultz
Good
from
morning,
the River Cities Reader.
Good to see you again,
as always.
Yeah,
you still on your play high?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, quite a bit.
When can people, the Sam Shepard thing you're doing,
yes.
Give us the times
doing
again
Fool
when
for
people
Love.
Can see you?
Yeah, Fool for Love, Sam Shepard play, running at the Village Theater in the Village of East Davenport, Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m., Tuesday at 8 p.m., and Sunday at 3. Check it out. It's
How many
time.
More shows?
We've got 7 more shows, okay. I think. Yeah, we close a week from tomorrow.
All right.
We've got 2 new movies opening in Quad City Theaters today. Before we get to that, Mike, let's talk about what you saw since last time we spoke with
you.
Yeah,
absolutely. It wasn't terrible last week. It wasn't great.
You want to start with Tooth Fairy?
Tooth Fairy, yeah. Just, you know, we were just talking off air. I mean, there's just something about Dwayne Johnson, man. He's just endearing. He's
yeah.
just this big, sweet lummox. You know,
yeah.
you just kind of have to like him, even though he never makes good movies.
Uh-huh.
Heartbreaking. I mean, yeah, it's just a stupid kiddie comedy, whatever, but... Yeah, but he's really sweet.
I mean,
he's funny.
You know going in what that movie's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is what it is.
So you're just grateful for a couple moments, like Stephen Merchant shows up, and you're like, all right, Stephen Merchant's pretty funny.
Right.
Julie Andrews still looks great.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, all right. You know, it's fine. What else? Legion.
Yeah, where Grandma's
Grandma crawls on the
burn!
Ceiling. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty fun. I gotta
is
admit,
it?
It's a mostly bad movie, but it's
yeah.
a fun bad movie. Yeah, exactly. It gets a little pokey in the middle, but it opens great and it ends pretty vicious.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it strikes
it's okay.
me that when you used to have B movies, one of the things about a B movie was the special effects were garbage.
Yeah,
but now with computers. B movies have pretty good special effects.
Yeah, they're actually fine, exactly. And acting is generally good in almost everything you see. You know how
yeah.
once upon a time B movies, I mean, was just atrociously
right.
bad acting?
Right.
You don't see movies
almost
with atrociously bad acting anymore.
Right. Uh-huh. Hang on a second. I got to take
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
This is just bad form, but we've uh-huh. got to make sure Justin Kirk gets on the show. Hey, it's Dave and Darren.
Hey, it's Marissa from MTV.
Marissa, how are you? Is everything going okay with Justin? Or are we still
Yeah.
On?
Will you guys be ready in like 7 or 8 minutes?
Yeah.
We can be. We've got a guest in studio now. We can speed him up.
Okay. I mean, if not, we can keep it in 10 minutes.
Whatever works for you.
Okay.
We'll be ready.
I'll call you back in about 8 minutes, and if you're ready, great. If not, we'll just wait on hold for a minute or two.
Okay.
We're running a couple minutes early.
Okay, that works for us.
No worries.
All right.
Thank you.
So hintity hint hint, Mike.
Yeah,
we got Justin.
Justin Kirk
joining us here.
You might want to actually keep Mike for that interview.
You want to be here for the interview?
And I'll bail because I don't know anything about this guy.
You should get come on, it's
All
your
I
show.
Know is
you should
that
get
the,
to talk
the,
to
the
him.
Show's
no, but
about
I'll
dope.
I'll absolutely listen to it because
be
he's
asking,
awesome.
I'll be asking scientific questions.
Well, you know, he doesn't really smoke dope. That's acting.
Yeah.
Although maybe he does. I don't know. It'd be hard
See,
to
See, there's your
one.
First question, Darren. You're going to do just fine. Don't worry about it. No, but I'll listen to it because that guy's incredible.
Legion,
yeah, he's good.
Legion, Tooth Fairy, and what else did you say?
And Extreme Measures. So we got Harrison Ford saying, you know, stay out of my lab. You know, it's...
How is that?
Yeah. Wow, pretty bad.
Oh.
Yeah, really tough to sit through, to be
yeah.
honest. It's every Lifetime movie you've chosen not to watch,
right.
and Harrison Ford doing his crazy Al Pacino barking thing.
Yeah. Right. You mentioned
What's
that in your column this week, that basically he has become crazy
He's
yelling
become
Al Pacino.
Crazy Al. He's become like the devil's advocate in everything he does now. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man.
I mean, some of the best Harrison Ford moments, like him dancing with Kelly McGillis in Witness, right?
Yeah.
Nominated for an Oscar in that one. Very quiet moment.
Very quiet.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
He's good
Princess
in this
Leia
one when he's quiet.
Princess Leia says, I love you, and he just goes, I know, very quietly. One of the greatest moments in the history of movies.
Snakes. Why does it have to be snakes?
Right.
Just
underplayed. Now it's, get out of my lab!
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my lab coat!
Get off my plane and out of my lab!
Yeah,
all right, so that's not good.
No.
I can't save your wife's kids!
Also opening today, we've got 2 movies. Let's start with the Mel Gibson movie. Mel Gibson is back, I guess.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's been a while.
A veteran homicide detective who embarks on a dangerous mission to get behind the truth of his daughter's murder. I've got a clip here. This is from the new movie, The Edge of Darkness, which reminds me of the old Johnny Carson bit. Yeah, here's Mel Gibson in Edge of Darkness.
Creeping up on a bereaved man at a murder scene is not very bright. Mr. Craven, we have things to talk about.
Like your name and what you're doing here?
Like who shot your daughter.
You know, he shot my daughter? Your daughter was flagged as a possible terrorist threat to the United States of America.
Hmm. Hmm. That's well, a that's bunch of good. Accents there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That was Ray Winston.
I like him. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Mel's doing Boston, I guess?
I guess so.
All right. Okay. Well, go with God, Mel.
And then also opening today, we've got When in Rome. Kristen Bell is traveling in Rome, picks magic coins from a special fountain, attracting an assortment of odd stewards. Suitors. Sorry.
Wow,
I can't get that out because I want to tell everyone that Pedro from American Dynamite is in this movie. Not the actor. He's actually playing the role of Pedro. So
that's
this is like
odd.
Kind of a sequel to?
That's funny. Yeah, I had not
Napoleon
heard that
at Dynamite.
All. How about that?
Pedro gets his own movie.
That's great.
Here's a clip
Bring
from When in Rome.
You've seen that look before. You're intimidated because I'm a model. But I don't want you to be scared, okay? I'm a normal guy. I'm Gale, like a gale force wind. I took on that name because it's the most powerful force in the natural world for shaping and eroding the earth. It's a... You can feel it.
Actually, I think that's water.
This is crazy. I don't know whether to look at my own reflection or at you. That's how beautiful you are.
And now that's that Dax Shepard, right?
Yeah, friend of the program, Dax Shepard.
That's
this is funny crazy.
Line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you're that good
all right.
looking.
Good luck with those, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not. No, this could be a fun weekend.
I thought the Travolta thing started this week. No,
I do not have that on my list.
No,
here.
No, not quite yet.
That'll be next week.
Yeah.
Off you go, Mike. Off to the
I'm
movies.
I'm out of here.
We gotta take a break and talk to Justin Kirk from Showtime's Weeds. We'll do that next. Dave and Darren. It's Rock 104.9. Dave.